Stop the podcast.
Stop the podcast.
Hi, everybody. Just to let you know, this episode of Fish is sponsored by TV licensing.
Yes, TV licensing. What are you watching on TV, Andy?
I have been watching a show that's called 2 Weeks in August.
Okay.
Despite it being July at the time of recording.
Oh, you don't have to watch TV shows in the time that their name references.
No, absolutely. I watched The Darling Buds of May in winter. Anyway, 2 Weeks in August. It's a really good series. It's set on a lovely Mediterranean holiday.
Ooh.
And it's a group of old mates from uni who've gathered together. Some of them have got kids. Some of them haven't. Some of them have been going through big life events. And it's one of those amazing pressure cooker series where things just get more and more and more tense.
Oh, those stressful ones.
I love it. I love it.
I love my comedy, I gotta say. So I've been watching Android, which is Diane Morgan's new thing, and I absolutely love it. But I just, for me, I always, on television, watch everything with someone from Bolton in it. That's basically all I watch.
And she's from Bolton?
She's from Bolton.
But in this show, I believe she's a robot.
She's a robot, and it is not certain where in the country she's from.
It depends where the facility is that makes her, I suppose.
I guess so. But what are we actually here to say?
Oh, we're here to say that if you want to watch any of these shows, your TV license covers you to watch over 400 TV channels and everything on BBC iPlayer.
That is incredible.
So 2 Weeks in August has finished going out now, but you can get hold of it on the iPlayer.
If you want to find out more about this, then go to tvl.co.uk/pod.
Now back to the tension and the stress and the misery of this episode of Fish.
Oh, I thought you were referencing Bolton. On with the podcast.
To the US now, and Donald Trump and Afghanistan. In 2013, he tweeted, "Let's get out of Afghanistan," but now President Trump has decided that it's not time to withdraw American troops from there, and he's warned that a hasty US withdrawal would leave a vacuum for the terrorists to fill. This was a major foreign policy speech, and he acknowledged that his original instinct was to pull American troops out, but he said he wanted to avoid the mistakes of Iraq, so had instead decided to stay and fight to win.
A hasty withdrawal would create a vacuum that terrorists, including ISIS and Al-Qaeda, would instantly fill, just as happened before September 11th. And as we know, in 2011, America hastily and mistakenly withdrew from Iraq. As a result, our hard-won gains slipped back into the hands of terrorist enemies.
Well, the speech, televised live, was light on details. He didn't say how many more troops he would send or how long they would stay or even what the ultimate objective was.
We will not talk about numbers of troops or our plans for further military activities. Conditions on the ground, not arbitrary timetables, will guide our strategy from now on. America's enemies must never know our plans or believe they can wait us out. I will not say when we are going to attack, but attack we will.
So President Trump did say that America would no longer help Afghanistan rebuild and rather they would be hunting terrorists.
We are a partner and a friend, but we will not dictate to the Afghan people how to live or how to govern their own complex society. We are not nation building again. We are killing terrorists.
And he put Pakistan on notice that it had to stop sheltering terrorists.
We have been paying Pakistan billions and billions of dollars at the same time they are housing the very terrorists that we are fighting. But that will have to change, and that will change immediately.
And this is what he wants American troops to do.
Our troops will fight to win. We will fight to win. From now on, victory will have a clear definition. Attacking our enemies, obliterating ISIS, crushing Al-Qaeda, preventing the Taliban from taking over Afghanistan, and stopping mass terror attacks against America before they emerge.
That's President Donald Trump. Let's go now to Washington and our correspondent, Simon Marks. Well, Simon, it all sounds pretty simple.
It's clear as mud, isn't it, Guyon? I mean, here's Donald Trump, the President of the United States, who for months excoriated Barack Obama, his predecessor, for keeping American troops in Afghanistan. He wanted them simply to fold the tent and pull out, end America's now 16-year involvement in the country. And then he goes on television last night, his first primetime speech televised to the nation, and he tells Americans, actually, now he's sitting behind that desk in the Oval Office, it's all a bit more complicated than that, and he's listening to his military advisers. His Secretary of State, Rex Tillerson, has been trying to put some meat on the pretty bare bones of the policy as defined last night by President Trump. He told reporters a few minutes ago here in Washington that while the US has not yet disclosed the number of additional troops it will be sending to Afghanistan, rumoured to be around 4,000, he said that American families would eventually find out how many of their loved ones would be heading into the theater.
There will be visibility to troop levels once the decision has been made. We are not going to signal ahead what our plans are. We're not going to signal ahead an increase, a decrease, the timing of any of that.
So no advance notice as yet, given that the final decision hasn't been made. But he did indicate that the Trump administration is very serious about getting tough on Pakistan.
If I were the Pakistan government, I would have growing concerns about the strength of the Taliban and other organizations inside of Pakistan.
And that is one area where the Secretary of State and the President last night here insist that they are drawing a distinction between their policy and Barack Obama's policy. They say they are going to hold Pakistan to account, and the Secretary of State within the last hour here has suggested that Islamabad is now risking its status as a non-NATO ally of the United States if it does not crack down on terrorism and take the recommendations that are being made by US lawmakers more seriously.
Thanks, Simon. That's Simon Marks from Washington.
Stop the podcast!
Stop the podcast!
Hi, everybody. Just to let you know, this episode of Fish is sponsored by TV licensing.
Yes, TV licensing. What are you watching on TV, Andy?
I have been watching a show that's called 2 Weeks in August.
Okay.
Despite it being July at the time of recording.
Oh, you don't have to watch TV shows in the time that their name references.
No, absolutely. I watched The Darling Buds of May in winter. Anyway, 2 Weeks in August. It's a really good series. It's set on a lovely Mediterranean holiday.
Ooh.
And it's a group of old mates from uni who've gathered together. Some of them have got kids. Some of them haven't. Some of them have been going through big life events. And it's one of those amazing pressure cooker series where things just get more and more and more tense.
Oh, those stressful ones.
I love it. I love it.
I love my comedy, I gotta say. So I've been watching Android, which is Diane Morgan's new thing, and I absolutely love it. But I just, for me, I always, on television, watch everything with someone from Bolton in it. That's basically all I watch.
And she's from Bolton?
She's from Bolton.
But in this show, I believe she's a robot.
She's a robot, and it is not certain where in the country she's from.
It depends where the facility is that makes her, I suppose.
I guess so. But what are we actually here to say?
Oh, we're here to say that if you want to watch any of these shows, your TV license covers you to watch over 400 TV channels and everything on BBC iPlayer.
That is incredible.
So 2 Weeks in August has finished going out now, but you can get hold of it on the iPlayer.
If you want to find out more about this, then go to tvl.co.uk/pod.
Now back to the tension and the stress and the misery of this episode of Fish.
Oh, I thought you were referencing Bolton. On with the podcast.